here we go in 3, 2, and 1. 715's Newsmakers, a public affairs program produced and presented by the stations of Midwest Family Eau Claire. I'm John Murphy. We've talked with some folks from Edge of Staff before. Ray Massey is with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the teacher shortage, both temporary teachers, part-time teachers, full-time teachers, and COVID-19 has really changed the way we're learning and the different needs that we have, but we still need teachers, that's for sure. And sometimes we need teachers of different skill sets and that kind of thing. So let's start there. How has COVID-19 affected the need for teachers? And are maybe there's some specific teachers that we're looking for that maybe we didn't need as many of before, but you know, we've gone to virtual learning and that kind of thing.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So how has it affected the need for teachers? Well, I can tell you, John, that not only in Wisconsin are we experiencing just the need for substitute teachers. This is a nationwide phenomenon, as you probably already know, and your guests and your audience probably already knows. I mean, this has hit us everywhere. And you've already had a shortage of teachers nationally. You know, this has been brewing for quite some time. College of Education departments are shrinking in size. Fewer people are getting into the profession. And because of that, there was already a shortage. COVID-19 has exacerbated what has already been a bad problem for public schools. And so because some individuals are COVID averse for health reasons, trying to keep their families safe, they want to make sure that, hey, maybe I should take a period off of work, or maybe I should step away for a period of time until this whole thing blows over. Of course, individuals are waiting for vaccinations. People are, and this is really kind of giving individuals hope, but the need for substitute teachers has actually increased, while the available number of individuals to do the job has decreased at the same time. It's really the perfect storm in the worst kind of situation.
Yeah, it is. And it's a different kind of learning that's going on too. And we could focus on that a little bit, because how has virtual learning changed both the way kids are being taught and the way kids are learning? I mean, it's kind of a twofold situation that we're looking at.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple ways to look at this, John. In some ways, for some students, independent study and learning has been a sigh of relief. Some kids just learn better outside of that classroom environment and don't necessarily need the classroom environment to be successful. But there are those who don't work very well that way. They need that classroom environment. They need that teacher inside of the building. I'm no different, man. I didn't really like taking online classes in college, because I prefer to sit and listen to a professor and talk to them and engage with them. You know, it's no different even for adults. And it's really forced parents to become more involved in some cases in their children's direct education. And so a lot of schools are doing hybrid models where they'll be in person 3 to 4 days a week with one day reserved for virtual learning. There are a number of different ways that schools are really attacking their learning plans for the students. But right now, the flavor of the week, if I could use that term, is really like a hybrid model between virtual and in-person learning. More schools are starting to open up nationally, as well as in Wisconsin as well. But again, it's slow and methodical, and they're trying to do everything. These schools are doing everything that they can to make sure that they're doing it in the safest way possible for the staff and the students.
Ray Massey from Edge of Staff is with us here, and we're talking a little bit about teacher shortage and what is needed. You know, for a lot of these teachers, this has been a real paradigm shift for them, that they, you know, they didn't necessarily get into it to do virtual learning. That's not their wheelhouse. They're used to being very good in front of a class and managing a class and working all of that. Others, this has actually been for lack of a better term, a godsend, that you know, that this is what they're ideal to do. And that kind of leads me to my next topic with regard to edustaff. Are there people out there, Ray, that maybe don't have the teaching certificate, they don't have the qualifications, and yet they are qualified? They do have life experience that can be put to use. They've learned a lot of these things. They've, in some cases, taught some of these things, maybe to fellow employees and various other things, or maybe they've worked through organizations. You're looking for some of those folks too, right?
Absolutely. We are really doing everything that we can to find individuals qualified to teach. And the great thing about substitute teaching is that you're able to really give back into your community in a way that you didn't necessarily know was available. You're able to really impact the students' learning in a way that you didn't even know that you could have an impact in learning. And so, you know, you'll need an associate's degree. Anybody who's got that is eligible to do so. You know, of course, there's a background check to substitute teach in the Eau Claire area. Of course, there are going to be some tutorials that you'll have to take as an employee of ours to make sure that you are a fit for the district, to make sure you understand what the needs are in the school. But then there's also, and this is really the most important piece, there's actually a training session that we actually engage with our potential employees with. Now, we all do it virtual right now, unless the district is allowing us to meet in person with some of these with these applicants. But the training session, we call it Classroom Management 101. And John, we feel that we are giving the tools to every individual who may not have the skill set to manage a classroom. Because the job of the substitute teacher is to further the learning of that student in the absence of that contracted staff member. And so we give the tools as best we can in our workshops, and we cover things like verbal communication and nonverbal communication, what to do before you step foot into the classroom, what is expected of you when you get there, what is expected of you before you leave. We talk about what possible scenarios could arise in the classroom. We try to give as best we can a picture of what the substitute could engage or could encounter in a classroom setting. And so even if people feel like, you know, I don't know if I can do this, fill out an application. Go through the process. Let us help you through the process of getting approved and then get you in that classroom so you can begin to make a difference. It's really a rewarding job. And a lot of people actually truly enjoy doing this.
Obviously, schools are very familiar with the work of edustaff, but sometimes individuals may not be, in, especially people that may be interested in doing this sort of thing. Maybe you've taken an early retirement, but you thought teaching is a calling for you. In my particular case, I always rank where I'm at with what I've done with my life, and I'm doing what I wanted to do and set out to do and love to do, and I continue doing that. But number two on my list was to be a novelist. That hasn't quite worked out yet, but that still could at some point. And then I think third on the list was teacher. I've always liked teachers. I've been drawn to them, and I like, when I can, the opportunity to teach and share knowledge with others and learn from others, which is an important thing. So what's the best way for people to get in touch with edustaff?
Yeah, there are a number of ways. You can go to our website, www.edustaff.org. That's edustaff.org. Go to our website. If you have any questions, we have a live chat feature right there on our website that you can speak with somebody right now in the middle of the day between the hours of 8 and 4, and you can get all the questions that you need answered about, you know, what you need to do, how you need to go about becoming a substitute teacher. You can fill out an application right there through the website, create an account, and then once you get done, again, you'll print out your application. You will come to a virtual online workshop. You will submit your information to us via a secure Dropbox, digitally, virtually, of course, and then we can process your application after all requirements have been met to get you approved. So you can go to our website, You can give us a call if you want to talk to somebody on the phone, 877-974-6338, or you can shoot us an email at contact@edustaff.org, and we'll be glad to assist you through your journey to become a substitute teacher to help further the learning of these students.
More teachers are needed in Wisconsin, desperately needed in many cases, and you can help out. Just contact EduStaff. Ray Massey from EduStaff here on 715's Newsmakers. Thank you for your time, sir.
It is my pleasure, John. Thank you so much for having me, sir.
This is the 715's Newsmakers on the stations of Midwest Family Eau Claire. I'm John Murphy.